God is not a combination of theology and logic. He is God. And it may often appear to us that he is leading in a direction that doesn't make any sense at all. A case in point is the crossing of the Jordan River as seen in today's passage. It may have looked to the human eye and mortal mind that God's timing for the crossing was wrong. After all, it was flood time. But God's ways are not our ways. Actually, on closer examination, it was the perfect time to cross. Why? For three reasons. One, if they had crossed when the river was normal, the landing would probably have been opposed. Second, because they crossed at harvest time, there was plenty of food, and the millions of people could be fed. And third, because the Israelites crossed a flooded river, the enemy would hear of that miracle and tremble at God's power. So, contrary to human reason, it was the perfect time to cross. The swollen river rose up, the Lord stopped the flow, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground. The first major obstacle was overcome. For the next obstacle, the great walled city of Jericho, God again chose a strange approach that defied human reasoning. Instead of preparing battering rams to knock down the wall, or ladders to scale the wall, or trenches to dig under the wall, the Ark of God was to be carried by the priest around the city once a day for 6 days. On the seventh day, the Ark was carried around the city 7 times while the soldiers marched in silence and the priests blew the trumpets of ram's horns. If Joshua had been in the U.S. Army at the infantry school at Fort Benning, I don't think he would have gotten credit for finding, quote, the school solution in military strategy, unquote. But when the command was given to shout, the walls fell down flat. The second obstacle was overcome. What a glorious picture of obedience and faith. I wonder what road the Lord may be leading you down today that seems to make no sense at all. It may be the road of forgiving someone who has deeply hurt you, or it could be the path of persevering in your Christian witness in spite of opposition and ridicule. Whatever it is, you can be sure that as you walk with God in faith and obedience, these words of the psalmist will be true for you. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And that makes it all worthwhile in our walk of daily discipleship. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.